Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya, very chashuv inyan, about Tfilas Kelim from the Sefer Yabi Omer of Chacham Ovadia Yosef, Moreno Agaon Zatzal, B'yored Ea, B'siman Tet, B'chelek Zayin. So he was asked from his friend, who unfortunately is no longer alive. This was written in 1975, so it's been a while. Rabbi Shimon Biton, this was written on the 21st of Cheshvan. It was a big day, because on this very day that this tshuva was written, my wife had her first birthday, which I'm sure is very, very important to you. And my daughter was actually born many, many years later on the same day. So that's a chafal of cheshvan tavshin lamed hey. Neshalti meit yedidi, harav agon Rabbi Shimon Biton. Oh, this shir should be a schus for Ned Maritz Necha Gittel Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi. Make it a schus for my wife and for her daughter. Chanaliba Bas Nechagitl. She both have Brachan Atzlacha, both born Chafal of Cheshvan when this tshuva was written. So he's in Avbezdin in Marseille, in France. There's a certain Jewish businessman who sells clay seuda that he buys from Goyim. And he was matbil a few kalim because he wanted to use them for seuda. And then he sold them to a Jew. Are they Chayev? Is the Kone Chayev to be toivel them again? Because B'shas, the first tefillah, they were putter. Because when they were in the shus of the mocher, they were omdim l'schora. If it's omed l'schora, it's not chayv in tefillah. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that kelim she'ulim, you don't have to be toivel. Tosfos says, ayin heil medbeis. That's only if they're shalom and agoy. Avol Yisrael, she'shal kelim klim, Yisrael chaverish, kono me'akum, tzarech tefillah, Jew who borrows a kli from another Jew who bought them from a goy, that requires tefillah, since it was already chayv in tefillah from the first Jew. So writes the Orzeru in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel, and he adds, but if lakol chavero, but if his friend took it, lo letzarchei seuda, the shoel doesn't have to be matbil it, because he's borrowing it, and the first person who lent it to him, who bought it from the goy, didn't buy it letzarchei seuda, and therefore the shoel, the second Jew, is not chayev to be toivel the kli. So to a nagosa shri, the Beis Yosef brings the lashon of the nagosa shri, and he writes, "Vayinir elish Yisrael shekana kli me'akum l'schayr u'machli Yisrael acher ein akon atzarech latbilo kem shen lo tzchayv beyond a rishon." If a Jew bought a kli from a goy l'schayr and he sells it to another Jew, the buyer doesn't have to be matbil it. Why? Because it wasn't chayev in tefillah when it was in the hand of the first Jew, because he bought it l'schayr. And it's like what the Magos HaShri writes, when somebody borrows when somebody buys a kli not for Tzarchei Suda, it's not Chayav in Tevila, and therefore he lends it to his friend, it's also not Chayav in Tevila. But Magos HaShri concludes, HaRashari Shol Hu Biyado, but he says it's only because the second Jew is borrowing it, mashma, if he would buy it, it would be chayv in tefillah. So here, where a Jew buys a kli from a Jew who bought it from a goy for schora, would be chayv to be toivel matbil this kli, because the first Jew bought it for schora, wasn't chayv, and now this Jew buys it l'tzarchei suda. Now he is chayv, and it's mashma the gosher shri is only pater if he's shoel. The second Jew is shoel. Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Chaf Siv Ches Hashol Asercha Kli Me'akum Eino Toin Tevila. If you borrow or rent a kli from a goy, it doesn't require tevila. But if a Jew buys it from a goy and then he lends it to his friend, it requires tevila, because it's chayv tevila in the hand of the first Jew. But some say that if the first Jew didn't buy it letzarchei seuda, then it doesn't require tevila. The Chachmas Adam Klal Ein Gimel Simen Ches Bevinas Adam Osam Bechei writes that Maran writes, the Shulchan Aruch, this din in the name of the Yesh Misha Omer Mashmi Yesh Cholkim, it's not true, we don't find any cholik. We find this a lot in the Shulchan Aruch, that he says Yesh Misha Omer, there's no one argues with this, meaning that it's universal that if the first person bought the kli not Letzarech Suda but for other purposes, Lachtoch Klafim, to cut peels or whatever, but not for Letzarech Suda cards, but now the Tzarchei Seuda, what would be the din? The din would be that the second person who buys it from him who borrows it from him would not have to be matbil this kli. The Ramah brings the Maran Beit Yosef lahalacha that a Yisrael that buys kelim l'tzarchei su'uda from a socher Yisrael requires tvila. Mashma that if he agrees to Maran that if the first Jew bought it shelo l'tzarchei su'uda, the second person borrows it, it would not require tefila. He says that if the second Jew buys it, then it would require tefila. But if the second Jew borrows it from the Jew who bought it, not l'tzarchei su'uda, it would not require tefila. However, the Taz in Sif Katan Yud brings the Sefer Isser Veheter, Klal Kofches Din Pei Zayin, that's cholek on the Gosa Shri and the Orzaru, and holds that since if the first Jew wanted to use it for Su'udi even Arah, he would have had to be Toivalit, Memela, it's considered Nischayev Biyado, and the second Jew who borrows it from him is Chayev in Atbalas Kalim, writes the Taz, therefore, Yesh Latovlo below Bracha. Okay? Without a Bracha, we're not sure, because that's the din. Somebody who was Shoel Kalim Yisrael Chenvani Litzarech Su'uda Sheyat Bilein below Bracha, he should be Matbil them. He buys it from somebody who's selling, who has Kalim for Schora, and he borrows it Litzarech Su'uda. So, the din is that the second person should be matbil lelo bracha. But when the chenvani sells it, he has to tell the person who buys it that this was already Toivled, so therefore you should be Toivled it now without a bracha. And the Pri Chadash brings the Divrei Isser Veheter, that who argues with the Agos HaShri and holds that if somebody borrows it from a Jew who bought it shelo l'tzarchei su'uda, it would be Chayiv in Tvila. And he writes that Hasfarash is Kir Maran HaMachaber Iker, because L'shtamish Derech Roi L'suda and Tzarech Tvila M'shu Zlina Basarov Tashmisho. The Mechaber is correct that if the first person bought a Shalot Tzarchei Suda, the second person who borrows from him is not Chayiv to be Matbili. Why? Because the Svarav, that the first person wanted to use Shalot Tzarchei Suda, it would have to be Matbili, is not true, because we go Basarov Tashmisho. And therefore it never came Lidechi of Biyada Rishon, and therefore Ashol Shoal Kalim Yisorcha Yisrael, Tzarch Suda, Yachol Ishtamish Ben Belit Tvila. If you borrow Kalim from a Jewish businessman, Tzarch Suda, you can use them without Tvila, and not like the Shach and the Taz, who are choshish for what the Yisr V'heter said, to be matzuch tvila v'lo bracha, they're not correct. However, the Pri Toar in Sif Katan Yud Aleph is doicha the Pri Chadash. He agrees with the Ramah, who paskins like the Yisr V'heter, that the socher is not allowed to use these kelim l'tzarech su'uda, even b'derech arai, unless he's toivel them. Nevertheless, surprisingly, he paskins like the Mechaber that a Jew who borrows kelim from his socher Yisrael, it's mutter to be mishtamish l'tzarech su'uda, because never chayiv biyad rishon. I guess he never used them l'tzarech su'uda. If he would have had to be toivel it, but since he didn't, so it was never chayiv. The Shulchan Gavoa and Sif Katan Yud Zayin agrees with the Pri Chadash. He says his words are miyusadim al adnei poz. Pri Chodesh goes with the Mechaber that if you borrow it from somebody who bought it L'tzorech Schoira, it would not be Chayiv in Tvila. So Paskins Rechim Michal Epstein in the Archa Shulchan Sif Katan Mem Mem Gimel Mem Dalet Ayin Sham. (Clears throat) the Chut Makor Chaim in Simi Yadal writes, even though the Shach and the Taz say in the name of the Yisr Beheter, that even if the first Yisrael bought it, Nad L'Tzarech Eisu, Dalach Boch Bo Klofim, the Jew who borrows it from him is Chayev to be Matbil. Nevertheless, the Pri Chodesh disagrees, says you don't have to be Matbil it, it wasn't brought L'Tzarech Eisu Uda, and Memela, it would not be Chayev in Tvila when the second Jew borrows it. And the Rama also doesn't bring down this halacha that if the second person borrows it, he's chayv in tefillah only. If the first person, he says, if the first person bought it, if the second person bought it, etzarchei su'uda, then he has to be toivel. But when if he borrowed it from a person who from a chenvani or from somebody who's etzarch mescher, then it's not chayv in Tvila. Ubisefer Chochmas Adam. He holds that you can be Makel. This is a tshuva of Rav Ovadia. Remember, we're dealing here with the, we're in the big leagues. So you have to hold cup here with the 730,000 poskim that he passed, that he quotes here, and obviously he's not using computer because in 1975 computers barely existed. Maybe they had one or two in the Pentagon, you know, those big huge ones that couldn't do very much. But so he was just doing this all from his tremendous bikiyas. Anyway, the Chochmas Adam is be maker like Maran only beklei zchuchis, only if it's glass. But since beklei matchis is deraisa, there he wants to be machmir like the Isser Veheter, to say that if the second Jew borrows it from the first Jew, it would be Chayav in Tevila, because we're dealing with the Doraisa, but Ein Devrei Amuchrachim, because even if you hold Kli Matzla Doraisa, yeah, the Tevila is Doraisa, but we're talking about using it. HaIsser L'shtamish Ben Belo Tevila Rak Midrabanan, as the Yeshua Siyankov writes, and sorry, it's Rav Tzvi Hirsch, Beno Shalagon Afla, at the end of the Sefer Afla, Tovar Azara and Hamid Beis. Sorry, it's the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, Simon Shinchov Gimel, Minatorah and Shum Isser Lishtamish Bekelim Below Tvila. It's only Midivrei Chachamim, and therefore, even Bekelim Matris, you can be Somech on the Or Zarua and the Agos HaShri to use it without Tvila. Because again, the Shimush is only midrabanan, and therefore you could be make a midrabanan to use it, and you don't have to worry about tevila. What about the chiyuv of tevila doraisa? What about that part? I don't know. Anyway, al kopanim says Chacham Ovadia, ein lanu el divrei Maran shehiter biYisrael ashol kelim isocha Yisrael. So if you a Jew borrows kelim from a socher, they are putter from Tvila, like the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Prichodesh Paskins, and others. And not like the Ben Ish Chai, this is where Rav Ovadia aroused the ire of some of his fellow Sephardic rabbis, when he consistently argues with the Ben Ish Chai, because he felt that the Maran HaMechaber was our posek, not the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai, in Parashat Matot, Se'if Tet Zayin, says we should paskin like the Isser Veheter, only in Dinei Durabanan, like Kli Yizchuchis, or porcelain, you could be Samech on the Mekilim. However, Uvimchilat Kvot Torato, it's a Chumra Yitera, it's too much of a Chumra. Anu Kibalnu Haraot Maran, we were Mekabel Haraot Maran, and therefore, you can be Mekel. V'rak Le'inyanim Yiritzea Soher, להשתמש בכלים העומדים לסחורה לצורכי סעודה שפסק הרמה בהגה שאסור לו להשתמש בהם אפילו דרך הראי והוא מדברי אסור ויתר ולכן היא לדעת השח והתז So he says that if you the socher wants to use kelim העומדים לסחור לצורכי סעודה he is not allowed to use them, even derech arai. So if he's using them, the socher himself, letzorchei suda, so he bought them, and now he wants to use them letzorchei suuda, there you could be machmir, even though the pre-chadash was mekel, but it appears from the Yisr v'heter and the Tshach, Taz, Pritoar, Shulchan Kavoa, Zivchei Tzedek, Shev Yaakov, Yad Ephraim, to be Tovel, and the V'chein Roy Lahachmir, Bezekadas HaRamah V'siyato. So if somebody bought it, sold Tzorchei Suda, but now he wants to use the Tzorchei Suda, Afilu Aroy, you could be Machmir like the Ramah and be Tovel, B'loy Bracha, but if somebody borrows it from a Socher, then he does not have to be Tovel. And B'shas HaTchak, you also don't have to be Tovel, the person who wants to use it, Derech Aroy, the Socher. So what was our shaila? Our shaila was that you had a socher Yehudi who sells dishes, and now he's selling them to another Jew. Is this? And he was toivel them because he used them l'tzorchei seuda, and now he sells them to another Jew. Is the kona chayev to be matbil these kelim bivracha, because b'shas hatvila they were pater? U'me'ata b'nidon didan. שהסוחר הדביל הכלים כדי להשתמש בהם לצורכי סעודה וכדין עשה. He was right when he was toivel them לצורכי סעודה. So he has to tell the next person to be toivel it below bracha, because maybe he was chayev, maybe he wasn't when he was toivel them, so just do it just in case he wasn't chayev, but do it below bracha just in case he was chayev, and now let him do it again. Because since according to the Prichadosh and others, it was pater the first time when the person used it, when the person bought it for schora, like the Prechada says, we go by Sarov Tashmisha, or Tashmisha is for schora, only Derech Arai is using it for Achila, does not Chayiv in Tvila. So Memela, when the second person buys it from him, so yeah, he was Tovel it, but maybe it wasn't chayav, so therefore be tovel it again, but do it without a bracha, because maybe the first time it was already yotze. V'hein amet. What about the tzlach? The tzlach and brachas yid aleph amid beis tosti your masvus kvar niftar has a suffix. L'das, Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that if a person is going to learn before Amid HaShachar, he's pater. Mi bircha setorah, until daylight. What's the din if he taka made a bracha called him Amid HaShachar? Did he pater the limud afterwards? In other words, did the bracha he made b'shas p'tur pater what he says afterwards? So maybe we can have the same clear here. The first tefila was done b'shas p'tur, but maybe it patters what's done afterwards. However, it's a big difference, because there's man memela kasi, and therefore the bracha he made before birchas v'shachar could possibly be motzi the bracha he makes after birchas v'shachar, the learning after alos v'shachar. Laila zaz is, it's going to automatically pass. But here, the kelim are mechusar maisim l'schayiv b'tvila ad l'achar akniya l'Yisrael asheni. Here where there's mechusar maisa. So if it's mechusar zman, so you can say that he made the bracha b'shas p'tur before Amid HaShachar, and that's going to patter also after Amid HaShachar. But here, where you need a maisa, in other words, the second Jew has to buy it from the first Jew, you can't say what the first Jew, being matbil these kelim, is enough for the second Jew. He says another chiluk, Odi Eshlomer, the shiny hasam, Shechi of Talmud Torah Rami Alei. He's chayiv to learn the whole suffix on Birch Satorah. So, Mimela, since there is a chi of Talmud Torah, so maybe what he made b'shas p'tur and the bracha is already enough, because at least it's the chi of Talmud Torah itself. But here, according to many poskim, there's no chi of at all. The They're not b'nei tefillah at all, because it's patri legamre. They're bought l'schora. And then the suffix of the tzlach of the Noida Bihuda, the great Gaon Mishaval, Shud Zecher Yehosef, which is a Gaon Olam. So he writes in Siman Reish Chavav, Dibor Masl Ritzi Batzlach. I tell you, when I learn these tshuvas of Rebbe Ovadia, I have such a geschmack. It's just like going everywhere. You know what I mean? It's like going on a trip. You know, you travel through Europe, you go to Italy, you go to London, you go to Switzerland, you go here, you go there. It's exciting to see all these new places. So Rebbe Ovadia, he takes you. Who else is going to get to Siman Reish Chavav and the Zecher Yehosef? If you walk down the street, if you met one Jew in the world who's done Siman Reish Chavav and the Zecher Yehosef, so then you've met a Jew who's unique. Right? But Rav Avadia is there, so he just brings you there. He's like, oh, great. So he asks Akash and the Tzlach. He says, what b'chlal is the suffix of the Tzlach? It's a davar pashut. If you have no chi of Birch Satorah, you can't pater. You're going to be chayav later on? You say, Shema and Tefillah Shalom B'Zman. You can't pater. Shman Tefillah B'Zman. And the Kaf HaChaim writes that Bepshitos and Simen Mem Zayin Siv Katan Chav Tes, that the brachas you make before Amid Hashach or brachas Levatala, and you have, according to the, again, this is all according to the sheet of the Tzlach, that when you, if you get up before Amid Hashach, you don't have to make brachas Torah, and therefore if you made brachas Torah before Amid Hashach, you have to make them again after. But he didn't ask on the Tzlach, the Kaf HaChaim, he didn't see the Tzlach, but the Zecher Yosef asked on the Tzlach. We also have the Shut HaLeket in Chelek Bey Simen Tzadi Hey, Shut Beit Yehuda Ayash in Chelek Aleph, Chelek Yoyredeya, Simen Yotes, B'din HaSocher Bayis B'chutz Laretz, Pater Min HaMezuzo Kol Shloishim Yoyim. If you rent a house in Chutz Laretz, you're Pater from Mezuzo for 30 days. Let's say a guy was Koyvea Mezuzo within the 30 days, not a Bracha Levatol, and he Pater himself after 30 days, but there also Zman Memeila Kasi, and therefore he'd already be considered a Bar Chiyuva, Mashen came buying the Kalim. That's a Maisa. Then Rav Avadia gives you a few addresses. Chikre Leiv, Chela Gimel Miyoyredeya, Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Shut Mahar Sham and Simen Shin Lamed Zayin. And a personal favorite of mine, the Har Tzvi, Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, like they call him in the Yeshivish Welt, and Oyre Chaim Simen Mem Aleph, what they say about this Tzlach. And he, of course, sends you also to the Sefer Mili de Brachas, which nobody's ever heard of except possibly for the author of Mili de Brachas and Rav Avadia. And other Talmidei Chachamim, I'm sure, but certainly not me. Daf Samech Beis, Amud Aleph Me'a Sefer. He also writes about this, and Rav Avadia writes about this elsewhere. Sof Dover Hakol Nishma Shesoicher Shehitbil Kalev Shekanam Me'akum Lischaira, a businessman who is Matbil Kalim, that he bought from a goy l'schayra, in order that he should use them l'tzarchei sud. If somebody buys from him, he has to be matbil shenis below bracha, and that is halacha l'maisa. Okay, so Rav Avadia continues in this tshuva, and I hope that we will also continue in this tshuva, because I really enjoyed what we did until now. I see no reason not to continue. So we should be zoche, emir tzah Hashem, l'lmod u'lamed l'shmar v'lasos, u'lekayim, it's called Divrei Salmu Torah Subiyahava, amen v'yamen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.